You're listening to The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. For 12 years, NPR's Alt Latino podcast has been putting the spotlight on Latin alternative music. But longtime host Felix Contreras says it's time for a new sound and a new voice. Today, as Latinx Heritage Month kicks off, Felix and new co-host Ana Maria Sayer join me to talk about the evolution of Alt Latino and get a preview of their month-long takeover of the Tiny Desk concert series, El Tiny. Our conversation coming up in just a minute, but first, some music to mark the occasion from Manu Chao. It's La Vida Tómbola on World Cafe.
Si yo fuera Maradona, viviría como él. Si yo fuera Maradona, frente a cualquier portería. Si yo fuera Maradona, nunca me equivocaría. Si yo fuera Maradona, perdido en cualquier lugar. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, y arriba y arriba. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, y arriba y arriba.
What a blast from the past. It's from 2007, La Vida Tómbola, from the French-Spanish musician Manu Chao. But more importantly, for today, that is, it was one of the very first songs heard on the NPR music podcast Alt Latino when it launched in 2010. I'm Kaleo, it's The World Cafe, and Alt Latino has just relaunched, presenting Alt Latino 2.0 with a new sound, new concept, and even new co-host. Here to tell us about why is NPR's Felix Contreras, who co-founded the show 12 years ago. He's in Alt Latino World Headquarters in Washington, D.C. Felix, welcome.
Hey, Kaleo, what's happening? Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. So first things first, want to hear about the new co-host.
Okay, let me introduce you to Ana Maria Sayer. She's in the Alt Latino World Satellite Bureau in Culver City, California.
Hey, how's it going? So excited to be here with you guys.
Excellent. Glad you're here as well. I guess to understand about a little bit about the new changes, we should probably give folks a quick overview of just what the show has been.
Okay, very quickly. It started during the first wave of podcasts back in 2010. NPR reporter Jasmine Garst and I started the show essentially for two reasons. We wanted to put into practice something that we noticed, that what was missing in media in general and public radio specifically was letting brown and black folks and immigrants tell their own stories and not have it interpreted by others. So what we did was we put musicians in front of the mic to tell us about their music, which told us about their lives. Those were the two founding principles of the show, and also to have some fun.
Yeah. Ana Maria, what was your first experience with the podcast and what were some of your impressions?
Ugh, I love when I get to talk about this because it was really special. I obviously found the show a while after Felix started it. But when I found the show, my real memories of it is kind of having this moment of listening to what Felix was doing and the music he was playing and the conversations he was having and feeling like this real connection to myself and my family and the community at large that was built around music. I always reference, there's this incredible episode. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's a cumbia episode. And I remember listening to that episode and having this moment and being like, oh my God, this music that I grew up listening to, it's so much bigger than anything that I knew it was a part of. And it connects me to this whole like global Latin diaspora, and that was really special to me, and I think was something we wanted to highlight in the new iteration of the show.
Yeah, we're talking with Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer, the co-hosts of the rebranded Alt Latino. And Felix, you have a long history with the folks at our flagship station that makes World Cafe, WXPN, don't you?
You know what? Yes, absolutely. And I'm so appreciative of it. You know, the way we came about this is like in 2010, Latinos were over-indexing on using mobile products. So Jasmine and I launched mobile content because we weren't sure if public radio was ready for our idea. But in fact, we found pockets of acceptance and encouragement here and there in public radio. And World Cafe's David Dye was incredibly supportive from like day one. He had us on the show. He featured some of the interviews. We co-presented live performances. I've always felt like there's a second home there at WXPN. It was a healthy collaboration from the beginning, very beginning.
Yeah, a lot of stuff from Alt Latino in the archives. Ana Maria, can you tell us a little bit about how the show was reimagined? You know, it seems it had a successful formula going on. What were some of the aims of the relaunch?
Yeah, you know, obviously podcasting, Latin music too, I mean, those are both completely different worlds now from what they were when Felix started the show 12 years ago. And so we really knew, like I mentioned, that we had this gem of having these authentic conversations that really helped, you know, different people who were listening to the show get access to this part of themselves and their families and the community that was really special and unique to exploring through Latin music. And so we wanted to build on that. We wanted to distill that feeling, that experience, and do the deep, intimate conversations about culture, about family, about history that weren't being had anywhere else. So the way we talk about it is we're like, it's like you're sitting at the family kitchen table, you know, having those conversations with your abuela, or you're in the backyard at the fiesta and you're just talking about life and music and love and all these amazing things. And so we wanted it to be with these artists having these unique moments that they wouldn't get anywhere else. It's the interview that's off the press cycle, that's not about necessarily the album and the tour. It's about who they are as people and who they are as Latinos. And so that's something that we are really, really focused on in this new iteration of the show.
Yeah, I love that. And judging from your bios on NPR's website, I see there's somewhat of a age gap between the two of you.
You know what, man? I am of David Dye's generation, right? And I'm proud of my age and the experiences. But, you know, the Latin music scene is so dynamic. It's probably the most diverse and exciting I've ever seen. And I've been listening to music seriously since the 70s, right? The forward thinkers these days seem to be all these young artists, the way they're mixing genres, mixing categories, just completely ignoring the rules and the boxes and creating things that reflect them and their reality. And I do my best to try to keep up with what's happening out there, right? But we needed someone who has their finger on the pulse, not just with music, but with lifestyle, social media, and all that other stuff. And that's where Ana comes in.
You know, there's just this whole incredible community out there of young Latinos online and in audio, too, who are really seeking community and are seeking ways to connect, not just with people their age or with, you know, what's latest trending, whatever it is, but really seeking to like form a deeper connection to who they are and their community. And so I think that it's just amazing that what Felix has created for so many years has done just that. And now it's just about finding that audience and putting it in front of them, because we really feel as though these conversations are things that they are seeking.
Before we move on to what the new sound will be, love to hear a little bit of music. Is there something that reflects the updated direction of the show?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing better to me and Felix than illustrating what we're talking about with some music. So here is a song from one of our first interviews on the show, Carla Morrison, Ansiedad. Quiero hablar.
That's a little bit of Carla Morrison here on the World Cafe. Felix and Ana from Alt Latino are here. The relaunch coincides with another event that seems to be becoming an Alt Latino tradition. Tell us about something called El Tiny.
Yes. So El Tiny is our affectionate name for the tiny desk. So we were lucky enough last year to do a massive tiny desk takeover, 10 artists over the course of what we were calling Hispanic Heritage Month. Now we're calling it Latinx Heritage Month. So basically we bring Latin music artists from all over Latin America, all different parts of the world, doing all different types of music. And we invite them to come play at the Tiny Desk. This year, we're doing 4 at home, 6 in person. And it's just a really incredible moment that we get to have to celebrate not only these artists, but this audience that we know we have that's extremely global and also very much coming from all different parts of Latin America. It's something that we feel is both an important like cultural touchstone for us and it's something that shows that we really care about our Latino community and audience at the Tiny Desk, but also something that really is us meeting an audience that is very much existing for the Tiny Desk and bringing them unique music that they're going to love.
Yeah. How did the takeover go last year?
It was amazing. We had incredible numbers. We had, you know, probably I think close to like 20 million views collectively for the whole month at this point. And not just that, but really just saw an outpouring of amazing response from all across the community. We had people repping their countries and their artists and getting really excited about seeing what we were representing with these artists, seeing, you know, Tiny Desks all in Spanish, really made for and by the community. So it was really exciting. I think it's something people are looking forward to again this year.
That's awesome. And of course, it's not a competition, you know, but we're very excited when the numbers go up.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So you know, there was a hiatus, but you've been busy.
We've been on hiatus for 9 months, man. We haven't had any new shows since the first part of the year. So we're very excited to reconnect with the alt Latino community because we already have a dedicated following and we hope to bring many, many more into our world and introduce them to all these artists that we're going to be talking to. And then it also includes things like TikTok and other short form video content. So we're pretty excited. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. On the World Cafe, Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Serre are the hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, and they've just relaunched, kicking off Latinx Heritage Month with a month-long takeover of the Tiny Desk concerts, and are about to become TikTok stars. Felix, Ana, thank you so much for stopping by, but we want to go out with the song from one of the upcoming El Tiny artists, Omar Apollo. Ana, what are we going to hear?
Yes, so this is Omar Apollo. He's a young Mexican-American vocalist coming from Indiana, who I was lucky enough to be able to speak with after his Tiny Desk. And his life story, I think people will find, really represents so much of what the young Latinx population here in the U.S. is experiencing or grew up around. I mean, he was raised with a lot of traditional Mexican music. His parents are from Mexico, but he's kind of towing that line between having that experience, but also being a young kid in the U.S. And a lot of his musical styles are very much inspired clearly by that experience, some rock, some R&B. And I think his music is a beautiful reflection of all of these things and how they coexist. So I am bringing you Evergreen by Omar Apollo.
Evergreen, he controls me. Was there something wrong with my body? Am I not what you wanted, babe? If I ever tried, I would.
From Omar Apollo, Evergreen. That is Evergreen, here on the World Cafe. Want to thank our guests, Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Serre. They're the hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast that has just relaunched. Ana, Felix, thanks so much for taking the time and talking to us today.
Thank you, and thanks so much, as always, to World Cafe.
So cool to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, congrats. This is the World Cafe.